Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, December 6th. 2021. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, Ellie,
this
happy
fucking
birthday.
Show's for you, biatch.
Oh, then let's talk about her liquid beads, can we?
I looked it up today. I guess that's a, for the vaginal area, huh? I didn't realize
Well, yeah.
It's like a little.
What do you think we were talking about?
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea. I never
apparently, Ellie had dried considerably. Oh, and wow. Her and Gentry weren't doing it much anymore, but she wrote us to say that she'd found these things called liquid beads that had reignited her love life, that
that's
her
awesome.
And Gentry were good now able to get back after it regularly. And she wrote for a long time telling us how much these things had really helped her and Gentry, you know.
I wonder if we can get Ellie on the show. Talk more
well,
about
you're
that.
The producer, buddy. You got to do that.
As Sarah just cringes in the corner.
One of the talents going to shoot my head off.
Well, and, you know, don't do it. But
I have a question about the liquid beads, though. Why liquid beads as opposed to regular lube?
Oh, hello.
I don't know how to answer that. I don't remember her saying anything specific about one or the other. Like, she'd tried lubes and they didn't work. I know that too much lube can ruin the sensation for both people, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. You want some friction. You don't want it to just be, that's kind of the problem with doing it in the water too. Like you don't want too much liquid. So maybe the liquid bead, you know, just is the right, I never saw it. Sarah, did you ever try it?
Try that. Sarah?
Yes.
Did you ever try the
liquid beads? Without inserting your mom.
I can't, really. It's,
or have your mom
it's
inserting.
Not. This isn't for me. It's, it's a really good example of the boundary that should never be crossed between mothers and children. I just feel like, we're, you know, and it's sad because I think a lot of moms, their kids grow up and they want to be friends, you know? It can't happen.
It's a little awkward.
I don't want to hear about your sex life with my dad. I just don't because it's gross. I don't know why. It's not gross for anybody else. My girlfriends could tell me about theirs. So I'd be like, oh, how interesting.
Well, maybe we can remove Gentry and Ellie from the situation. What are your thoughts on liquid beads?
I have no thoughts because I associate them with my mother, so I don't think about them.
Oh,
I do too. There's no
Sarah.
Other way around that, actually. Yeah. It's you know, that's where I heard about them, therefore that's what I think
of. Oh, and she never stopped telling us about them either. I mean, honestly, I'm sorry we're talking about it now on her birthday show because she's sure to write and it's her birthday, so I'll feel bad if I ignore it, but I will. The unacknowledged liquid bead reference.
I'm looking up why people use it.
Just don't let it go. You could let
well,
it go.
I'm fascinated because I might try it. You know, it sounds like fun.
I do.
You know,
what do you mean? You might try it. You mean in your butt?
Stick that in your asshole.
Yeah, and I mean, you gotta
lube that thing up.
Come on, bitches! I mean, with my partner.
Well, maybe you should ask her if she wants to use it.
Can I pop this up your cooch? See if that's a
well, no, I'd
you?
Say, hey, look, you want to try this? That's how I would approach that. Hey, I heard this spiced up Sarah's mom's sex life.
Oh, my God.
You want to try this?
Oh, it's, you know, I'll tell you something. I have lube because I use that by myself, so that's why it's in the house. But the missus wants no part of it. She's got her own. Now, that may change with age. We don't know yet. But right now, she's like, I'm good. I got this.
I've got something here for Nikki. So as soon as she jumps back in here, we'll have a little chat.
Like
chat-a-rooney with her.
Liquid beads on Amazon. Like 13 bucks.
$13?
Yeah, I wonder if it's like one of those, you know, those little pods you put in the dishwasher, you know?
I'm led to believe that it's something like that.
Right.
I've never seen them, but I that's the feeling I get.
Let's see if I can find any.
Why would you call them liquid beads if they weren't something...
Oh, I don't know the first thing about them. So,
Highly reviewed, though. It's highly rated.
Okay, Nikki's back. Let's go ahead and
all right.
get this. Okay. Well, let's now, you can start the show back up. That'll be, this will be a perfect point for it. You can say my name. It's Deborah.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, Deb. I've been following with great happiness and joy the story of Beefcake and Coco. When she finally came clean on The Secret Show last week, she told us all what we already knew. Thank goodness for the alert texter who spotted her and Beefcake in Disneyland. When Coco mentioned that it's hard for them to explain to people how they met, she should just say, we met through mutual friends. We were introduced by mutual friends. That's all she has to say. No need to explain the whole, his mom wrote into a radio show and pimped out her son to me because we were both having a hard time on dating apps. That's only for her inner circle to know. Mm-hmm. We were introduced by mutual friends is the best description of how did you meet. And it is kind of true, you know, mm-hmm. mutual friends.
Yeah, I like
through
that.
A friend chain. Best of luck to you, Coco. I'm so thrilled that Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show is continuing their long tradition of matchmaking. So here's to us, guys.
Who else have you put together?
So many people. Oh. The list is endless.
You guys should really screw your gaming app. You should make your own dating app.
Sarah and Vinny, get you fixed right up. That's our dating app. Fixed up. Anyway, I thought that was there's a nice one.
Thanks, Deborah.
Mark that as red. There we go. Now I've got, so listen, the blackmail thing, I really thought that maybe there would be some more, maybe there'll be more feedback. Maybe a lot of people heard that as a podcast and haven't gotten to it yet, but if there's more, we'll go for it. Did you have additional thoughts that you wanted to do on this? This was the blackmail bad advice that we read on Friday.
Well, I already told you the my additional thoughts were, first of all, I talked to the missus and she was like, no, I'd tell you. And I was telling her, I don't want you to tell me. And here's why. And she was like, you wouldn't run out and do anything stupid because you know you have a lot to lose and you wouldn't do that. And she's right. I wouldn't run out and kill a guy.
Right.
But
you'd want to, but.
But my initial reaction, that would be my first emotion for sure.
Right.
Would be, I have to kill someone now.
That son of a bitch. Yep. Right. I got to go get him.
So there's that. But the other thing is, I just imagine that hit the internet. As I talked to Christina about it, and I was explaining to her, that reminds me of Ozark, the way he stared at the video of his wife doing that.
Could not
that
stop
guy.
Watching, right.
And you'd even think that after that guy came to an unfortunate ending, that would have ended the video, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. He kept watching that video throughout the season, and I still don't.
He was hung up on it. There it is. His wife. He's watching his wife cheat on him. Such a weird thing.
Oh, I'd be hung up on it too, but I wouldn't be able to watch it like that. It's right. There's a self-torture thing going on there mm-hmm. that I can't relate to at all.
I would almost think that for some guys, they know she's got a past, they know the person has it, but then if they were to actually see it, it might be the end. I can't unsee that.
Oh, well, think about what the girl in the letter wrote, where she's clearly doing a porno with this dude who turns out to be shady, mm-hmm. who's blackmailing her, but she's in the video and he quotes her and she remembers it. I want to be a star.
I'm a superstar.
Who wants to see their partner do that right before they take anal?
Yeah. That's not what great. You want to see at all.
Super. Thanks.
Jizz all over my face.
Yeah.
Can't unsee that.
Right. Mm.
Did you talk to Anita about it, Bernie?
I didn't, no. But somebody did text me and say, you should let Anita listen to this. And they didn't elaborate on that. I don't know why they said that. And I did think on this for a minute. And I know it sounded like we're going to run out and fucking do whatever, mm-hmm. like, you know,
yeah,
immediately.
Like.
I mean, sure, the gun's, like, not too far away. I can do that. But it's. I'd probably be more of a Dexter about this. I'd totally be like... calculated.
Oh, so you're saying you would kill the guy, but you'd try to get away
he's
with
not,
it.
He's not right there in front of you, so you know.
Plan it out, man. You spent a little time planning it.
Totally be a Dexter about it, well, for
suddenly
sure.
Suddenly I'm not the only one who murders people on this show. That's interesting.
Well look, like I said, I think that the point I was trying to make is that my instant knee-jerk reaction to that is fury. Mm-hmm. And revenge mm-hmm. and immediate, like, do I do that? No, I'm someone with what I think this is the life I want, and I don't want to go to jail. So I'm not interested in that. But I would, my reaction would be someone's doing that to my family, specifically to my partner and to me.
Yeah.
You know, by you know, association.
And to your kids, really. I mean, you know, down the line, they find out mom's got a porno out. Some friend at school is like, hey, is that your mom? Oh, my God.
I'm sure in an effort, you know, to, you know, enjoy the show and put on a performance, I was maybe over the top. But I still stand by my statement, which is my first reaction is I want to fucking kill that guy.
Yeah. John's first reaction was, I wouldn't believe it if she didn't tell me. Like, of course she tells me first thing. She can't stop herself. I'd be yelling. I'd be yelling for him halfway through the email. Oh my God, John! I'm being blackmailed. Oh, tons of you know, the herpes thing. Uh-huh. We talked about the baby who the physician mother doesn't want her to get herpes from the friend. Man, these I don't want to spend a whole nother show on herpes. I really appreciate everybody's feedback. And there, if another herpes story comes up or bad advice, then, you know, we can revisit. But I'm gonna say that we've covered the herpes. Is there anything anybody wants to add on the herpes?
No.
Okay, good. I thought this one was, it's really short. It's one line. And I wonder what, if you'll say what I said. In my head, I did. Getting remarried in my 50s. Should we just ask for money, not stuff?
Simple as that, huh?
It's a whole thing. This is about how
old are they?
Getting remarried in my 50s. Should we just ask for money and not stuff?
I think that's
so this is like a gift registry type thing, right?
Yeah. This is, and Vinny just got the question right. Ding, ding. Give him a little ding, ding. The answer is no.
Really?
Yeah. The answer is no. You don't.
Well, I think it's worded weirdly. I think, you know, you can say, hey, if you're going to give me, if you're coming to my wedding, you're going to give me a gift. We prefer you just give cash. Or why don't you donate to this thing we're going to do? We're going to Europe next year and you can give us money.
Yeah, because my sister wrote like a really nice poem. Like, of course, she accepted gifts. But she wrote this like nice poem basically saying like they already have everything, but they're saving up for a house. Like, so if you would like to contribute to that.
Okay, the thing with your sister's wedding is that was her first wedding.
Oh.
And she's not in her 50s.
True.
I do think that you need to leave it to the... Look, Vinny, back me up here. Etiquette, you don't know all the etiquette. I'm not a wedding planner. I don't know what the etiquette is here. But I will say this. It's your second marriage and you're in your 50s. You don't need anything. And I think it's rude to ask for money because... I don't think it's rude to ask for money and do a cute poem. And we asked for money. We said we're saving up for a house. You know, cash gifts are welcome. Some people do that money dance. They just want money. You are spending a lot of money on that wedding. It's fine. But when you're in your 50s and you're remarrying, I think that you leave it to the discretion of the guest to decide if they're giving you anything. That is just my feeling on it. And I think Vinny summed it all up with his one word sentence. No.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it other than that. It's very, and I'm shocked at how many times I hear stories about people who are mad about the gifts. They don't think this person gave a good enough gift.
Yep.
They don't see the gift from this person who they've known their whole life. Where's their wedding gift? I don't.
Yep. It was weird that none of the bridesmaids gave me a gift after spending $4,000 to be part of my wedding. That's weird that I didn't get any gifts from them. Yeah. Well, that was that one lady. It was so wrong.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't know the circumstances of the second marriage. What if they were married for, you know, I was married for a month in my early 20s and haven't found
50.
Love since.
You're still
that's the whole point.
Just because you're 50, you don't get wedding gifts? I don't get that.
It's not that you don't get a wedding gift. It's that you have to be a little more... I don't know, less expectant of it or something, because you're 50, you're an adult. Okay, get married. That's great. And yes, I would never attend a wedding that I didn't bring a gift to, because I know it costs them money to feed me and to hire the place and to throw the party. So most people who I'm assuming you're going to invite your 50-year-old friends, people are going to bring you gifts. But I think it's crass to ask for money or I mean, I guess do a registry. I don't really know. Again, I don't really know the etiquette. I just think that the whole thing just is smacks of like, gimme, gimme. I didn't like it. I'm an asshole, though. I am a bad person.
But you're asking the opinion, and my opinion is I wouldn't ask for gifts. I wouldn't. I know there's a lot of stuff in place, though, and every single person is going to say, where's your registry?
Right.
So,
and if and so maybe go ahead and register.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know. There's got to be at some point we've seen so many social norms break down.
I know.
And change. And yet this institution continues to bleed people dry. I don't know what the wedding machine when that will see some change there. It seems outdated.
Well, for some people, it's important and it's, you know, what they, and I get it. Some people dream of their wedding their whole life. I just feel like by the time you're on your second wedding, you're not a kid anymore. And you're, I don't know. It feels a little icky.
Who knows? Maybe we're just holding on to our preconceived idea of what wedding gifts were originally designed for, which is a young family. You know, like my mom, when she got married, my dad was in the Marines. He flew home from Japan and they got married. Like it was a thing and they were kids.
Yep.
And they were getting set up in an apartment for
they
their
needed cups
to start
and
their
plates
lives.
And
right.
Sure.
So that's my preconceived idea of this wedding registry and giving gifts is this, these two people are starting their life together and they need the things that people
they need a coffee pot and they need a chafing dish or
people
whatever
newly
it is.
Moving
right.
out together need certain stuff. So
they
I get
the
that.
A China
part.
Pattern and they want to decorate their beautiful home.
You can ask for anything you want.
Absolutely.
And you're right. We're in a, I do believe we're in a weird second marriage at 50. Why should anyone hold that against you? No one does.
No, I'm not holding it against them at all.
Right, but that's what they might be saying to your response, which is, you don't need anything. Maybe
they do. You're right. What the hell do I know? I say, never ask for money. I don't know.
I'm working off my preconceived ideas,
and too.
I wouldn't ask for anything.
Right. But maybe your wife would. Maybe your wife would say, no, of course you have to tell people what you expect.
We just got married, whatever it was, 2-something years ago. There was a registry, but I had nothing to do with it.
Right.
And it was because my wife was involved with these people who got this machine going.
Right.
And it was one of the things that you don't have a register. You have to.
Well, it does make it easier for people who are looking to get you a gift. I absolutely went to your registry and picked out, I can't even remember what I got you, thing or two. You know, you probably don't remember what I got you.
I never, you know
and
what?
And I doubt that Christina remembers what I got her.
I bet she does because she looked at all that stuff and was very involved through that process. I wasn't. I'm going against my own statements. We had a registry and yet I wouldn't have done that if it wasn't done for me.
Right. But it's, yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe it's just the way that they wrote so short and sweet.
And by the way, I do understand it costs money.
Absolutely.
And so for someone who's young and forget about the age.
Right.
For someone who's on a budget,
we all are.
Be an expensive reality. And maybe you feel like recouping some of that loss in gifts makes it a break-even moment.
Right.
I don't see it as that at all. I'm sure I'm wrong.
Right. We're superimposing our own feelings
on this. But
to
me, you're throwing a party for you. Mm-hmm. And you're having your friends there because you want them to be there to celebrate with you. But that's about your day and your wedding.
Right.
Your friends are going because they love you and want to support you. But the idea that you're like, well, it cost me $1,000 for your plate, so please return that in a similarly priced gift. I wouldn't think like that ever.
I know. And I'm afraid now as I was listening to what you said that I'm kind of putting my own feelings about if I was going to remarry I think that I would have gone way more low key. Mm-hmm. That I would, it would be a small ceremony. Like, I don't know that I'd throw the wedding in a church and then a big reception with everybody I know. Like, I, but that's just my feeling. So I'm actually, I'm sorry for my harshness, but also no, don't. I like Vinny's original answer. Just no.
Yeah, the sound of asking for money can be, you know, yeah, it sounds a little bit harsh. But,
What do I have for time here? Because this one's a little.
Yeah, 5 minutes.
All right, I'll do it, and we'll see. This person's a little all over the place, so let me just sort of power through this. I need bad advice. My ex, I was with all through COVID, wants to get back together. I thought he was the one, but as time went on, I discovered he was married. Separated, but married. With all that... I know, right? With all that was happening in the world, I stayed with him to try to make it work. So they're hanging together in COVID. But slowly our relationship fell apart. I moved away even for work for a few months. I just got back and he wants to move in and pursue a future.
Nice.
There are still so many things that he's not worked on and still has not filed for divorce. We also only have had sex twice this year.
Oh.
And I found a ton of Instagram women snapshots on his phone, and these women look nothing like me. We make a great team.
Why are we questioning getting back together? It's a no.
I know. But there's more. We make a great team and so many things on paper work. And I've expressed my frustration that he love bombed me and he wants to work through it all. The complicated twist to this story is the feelings I've developed for a friend. He's 13 years younger than me, which is why I'm reluctant to pursue a relationship. But he is kind, funny, and we have so much in common. Do I try to see if I can save my relationship with the man I was in love with and thought I should marry? Or should I pursue my friend and see if it could turn into something special? Or fuck it all and be single? Lol. Love the show and thank you for making me laugh every day. Lol. Don't say my name.
I say pursue who you like.
I say fuck it all, dude. It's like this person is just looking for drama.
Well, the other person sounds sweet. The 13 years younger guy. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not worried about.
Where's the 13 years younger guy from? Did she say he's from work?
It says feelings I've developed for a friend. It does not say.
Okay. Doesn't say where.
Yeah, but they do say kind, funny, and so much in common, which could be that they both work for the same place. Well,
maybe I put that in there myself, but I think that people of. You know, like she said, she traveled for work and was away for a while. And I'm assuming that's where she met this man. So I have a friend who she went out with a younger man from work.
Okay.
That's why I was thinking that, boy, this sounds mysteriously like someone I know. Mm-hmm. She went out with this guy. He was younger. We went out as a couple or couples.
Oh, double date.
Mm-hmm. Multiple times. I really like the kid, but kid is how I describe this guy. Like, he's a young man, very,
still in his
very
20s
young.
And you guys are all in your 40s at the time, or what?
She would have his girlfriend, our friend, would have been in her 30s, mid-ish.
Okay.
And he was in his just out of college.
Oh, early 20s.
And so they were having a great time. They partied a lot, and
did it work out?
It did not. No.
Oh, that's
in
weird.
Fact, they broke up, and very shortly after that, he ended up with someone his own age and proposed, and they're married.
Oh.
And so I tell you that story not to, you know, pour salt in the wounds of our friend who
wrote us, you know, advice.
But my suggestion to you is to enjoy the young man for young person. I don't know. Did they say man?
He is 13 years younger than me. Yes. Okay.
So I would suggest to you that if you can enjoy this young man for where he is in his life and have fun with that. And realize that you may be an adventure he's on, and that he may ultimately step back in age before he decides to couple up officially.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's something that I watched happen, and I thought, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I think he was just having fun.
Yeah.
And when he...
Having the older woman fantasy play out.
And they partied together and liked... They had similar... But ultimately, the kid, when he was ready to settle down and start a family, walked. And did so quickly.
Yeah. Anybody else want to jump in? I have my thoughts, but I feel like we're getting close to the end here.
Yeah, I feel similar to Vinny in that, you know, you should enjoy your friend for what he has to offer. Maybe he can offer more than somebody your age. You sound like you're having a good time with him already. But yeah, I mean, I would get into any relationship with caution. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the fact that she was like, the guy I think I'm going to marry, he's already married.
Yeah.
So don't think he's on the way out, though.
Yeah.
Is he, though? Because he still hasn't.
No, he wants to be in supposedly in a relationship with her, but he has that guy is just out.
Well,
he's
listen, trash. Divorce. No, I know right, divorces. No, sometimes divorces take a long time.
Yeah, you've at least filed money for divorce.
Yeah, it's
You're gonna be there while he goes through the divorce, which means while he's fighting with his ex, you're sitting right next to him, watching him scream about how she's taking my TV,
all of my
and
stuff.
My couch. And my other stuffs. You don't want to be around for that.
Yeah,
unless it's my $40 million.
I'm not into this guy. He's yelling about how he wants to live with you, but he hasn't even filed the papers. Like that drama, forget that guy. You look great on paper. That doesn't cut it in the real world. You said the relationship fell apart. 13-year younger guy. Fine, that's a fun fuck, sure. But ultimately, I think, how about work on yourself and just have your own life for a while and see if something else comes along, because neither of these is the great scenario that, you know, you got sold by the princess movies when you were young.
You're right. The fact that she brought up
I don't like either of these guys of
being single.
Fuck it all and be single. I choose that. That's what I say.
And things happen when you least expect it.
That is true, right, Beefcake?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There it is. All right, that's going to do it for The Secret Show today. I really feel like we covered some good ground, and we just, wow, look at us go.
You know, I wonder, let me just ask, and maybe people can comment on this, because we're dropping the Secret Shows 5 at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you follow them in order, then it's possible a lot of people aren't even getting to Friday's show by the time we are sitting here on Monday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so it may just be that we'll see those roll in midweek this week.
I was surprised that there wasn't more reaction to it, frankly.
I am surprised as well. And I think there might be a flaw in our system. Maybe.
Yes. No, I agree with
you. Well, everybody spells my name wrong and puts Alice Radio instead of Radio Alice.
I know. So we had to get somebody who was writing to us to...
The person
was sending it. I'm sending it to Brian at aliceradio.com. Well, it's actually Bryn at radioalice.com. It's B-R-Y-N. I know it's a weird spelling, but get used to it. B-R-Y-N. That's Bryn at radioalice.com. All one word. If I still need to say that, .com. Bryn at radioalice.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
The only other solution is we just have you send everything to a guy named Joe.
Yes.
At radioalice.com. And, you know, but for now, let's try and see if we can't honor Bryn, our producer, by using his actual name.
We're honoring you with your actual name.
I'll just change my name. It's fine.
Joe Wynn. Here we go.
The end.